Exclusive, True the Vote's Katherine Engelbrecht, mules went on routes trafficking ballots repeatedly, day after day ahead of the 2020 election. By Hannah Blow on April 30, 2022. Dirty voter rolls, the mass use of mail-in ballots, and privately funded drop boxes combined together to create an easy pass lane for fraud. As mules, or ballot traffickers, trafficked thousands of ballots, likely altering the outcome of the 2020 election, True the Vote president and founder Katherine Engelbrecht told Breitbart News Saturday. Engelbrecht, who leads the election integrity organization True the Vote, previewed the upcoming film by Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules, which blows the lid off of the organized crime that took place leading up to the 2020 election. The film used data obtained by True the Vote, as Engelbrecht noted that they had so many calls that had a similar characteristic of concern around what was happening with mail ballots and drop boxes. Because of that, they focused on that issue. We geofenced or put a sort of a digital fence, if you will, around all the drop boxes, and then we bought a tremendous amount of cell phone data and cell phone data that is transferred off of the apps of your phone that give you great indication about the whereabouts, the time, and the location, she began, noting that they watched the travel patterns of devices going to drop boxes, doing so in 5 states and 5 jurisdictions. At the same time, the organization fought for surveillance video around the drop boxes and were ultimately able to thread it all together, as seen in the film. She clarified one very important part of their study as well. It was not just the number of times a person went to a drop box, but also the number of times they went to nonprofit organizations. You had to go to a minimum number of nonprofit organizations and a minimum number of drop boxes. It varied slightly, state to state, jurisdiction to jurisdiction. But on balance, to make our study, you had to go to, on average, 5 nonprofit organizations and 38 drop boxes for us to even collect you in our study, she said, noting they were looking only at extremes. As damning as it is just the tip of the iceberg, she said, noting that ballot harvesting rules vary from state to state. But even so, True the Vote weeded through the data. Now, I'll say that in Georgia there's a loophole, as you will oftentimes find in election laws. There's always the loophole that you could submit a ballot on behalf of a family member or someone who is in the hospital, someone who is infirm, she said, explaining the process of doing so. She said True the Vote closed that gap through open records by querying to these jurisdictions for any list of any assists or signatures, accounts of ballots, anything that we could find, and we found nothing. So every rock that we could kick over in this, we did, she explained, confirming that there is evidence of potential crimes in the film. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Katherine Engelbrecht, April 30, 2022. Many of these mules, or ballot traffickers, she continued, would go on routes repeatedly, day after day. One of our sort of top performers, if you will, in one 24-hour period went to 27 different drop boxes across 6 counties and 5 different nonprofit organizations in one 24-hour period, she said. But this is organized crime, and that's what we need to get our arms around, she said. While she said they have to be cautious in how they describe the nonprofit organizations involved, Engelbrecht noted that all of them were far left of center, adding that they will release the data publicly in the coming weeks. Toward the end of the interview, Breitbart News Saturday host and Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle asked if what occurred, which the organization shows through evidence, altered the outcome of the election. Yes. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, yes, she said. The film's virtual premiere is May 7.